Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Annalise Vance, who is the founder of Never Miss a Moment Consulting. And today we're going to be discussing Annalise's journey of building her consulting company and what she's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Annalise.
Thanks for having me, Julie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn a little bit more about, you know, your story behind starting Never Miss a Moment Consulting. So why don't we get into it? You know, share a little bit about what really inspired you to start your consulting company.
Well, so I have to go back a little bit. I have a 15-year background in digital marketing. I sold digital marketing for 14 years, and actually today is the 2-year anniversary of starting our company. So a little bit before that, 2 years ago, I was wrongfully terminated by my company and all of a sudden had an 8-month-old and a mortgage and a 6-figure income that got slammed in my face was gone. And so actually my husband, I always call him the instigator. He's that person that'll sit there and say, why don't you do this? He won't do it, but he'll say, why don't you do this? And other people will do stuff. So he said, why don't you start that consulting company you've always talked about and your clients always pushed you to start? And I said, why don't I start that consulting company I've always talked about? So I called my mentor just to make sure I wasn't being completely crazy and reckless with my life. Just, you know, being a new mom and wanting to do the right thing. And she said, Annalise, you sound really confident. I think you should do it. And so I asked my husband for 8 weeks. I said, if this is a total flop, then I will call one of my 2 old bosses. You know, it might not be as much as I was making, but I'm sure I can build back up. Because my dad is a baby boomer and I was raised to be responsible when providing. And I don't know if that's always a good thing or not, but sure, there's some good in there, some good heart behind it. So 2 years later, I haven't had to call them and we're growing and it's exciting. But yeah, originally it was my husband's little push. I didn't want to go back to corporate. I was missing moments with my daughter, sitting, making stupid phone calls that were accomplishing nothing just to keep my job. And I also believed I could do things better, I think, as anyone who starts their own company does. But I had a lot of insight. They did a lot of things right, but I knew I provided a lot of things just being me. Yes. And I wanted to continue to provide that to my customers. So that's the quick version.
Amazing. And then, so how do you grow your business? You know, how are you bringing in leads and then, you know, closing those prospects?
Yeah. So, I have, I think, a unique perspective on this. So when I left, I knew how my former company handled things and they didn't let anybody know that the sales rep was leaving. They kind of just let it sneak up on them, which if you know anything about a digital agency is a horrible strategy for the client. And so I told HR, I said, look, I'm not leaving because I want to, I'm leaving because you're choosing for me. So I had 70 cell phone numbers in my phone and I called each and every one of my clients and said, hey, I'm not gonna be able to help you over here. With the non-compete, which technically was null and void because of the wrongful termination, they had to come and choose me. And so a lot of them have. Most of our clients at the moment are friends, people we do business with, or honestly, Julia, people that I had as clients since 2007.
Wow.
That followed me. And one actually, it was very funny. So a mutual friend of ours was his CMO at the time. And, you know, he was my point of contact. So I let him know. The very next day I got a text message and said, "Hey, do you want your first client?" I mean, who doesn't want that, right?
Yes.
And it was a gentleman who owns a moving company. I had actually, believe it or not, when I started with my sales career, I was hired to sell ads in the phone book. This was 2007. So this was a while ago, right?
Right.
But I'm very grateful for that opportunity because it taught me the value of call tracking because I had to utilize it in order to prove to these people that everything that was going on the internet maybe wasn't true. And I would play recordings of them, of people actually hiring them. And so I held on to a lot of my book of business, but at the same time started transitioning them over to Google, which, you know, I'm Google certified, Microsoft certified, Facebook certified. I always say someone who comes into a digital agency today and is learning it all, like, I mean, good Lord, like TikTok, Snapchat, I don't even know how to keep up with all of that, honestly.
Yeah.
I need people to help with that, but because I'm 37 and I honestly, I have no idea what's going on there, but I have experts who do. So,
yes.
But I got to learn everything as it came along and got certified. So that was one of the blessings of working there for 14 years. But in 2009, I got him started with a Google ad campaign. And so I knew his campaign intimately. And so I just took over and I ran one of my ROI audits for him, repurposed $25,000 at the time. And it's an amazing success story. And Ron is an amazing friend of mine. Just an amazing family man. He's literally like still taking care of his grandkids. It's amazing. But
wow.
He was living on credit cards. He wanted to fill the beginning and end of the month and the weekends. And we did that. Now we've brought him so much business. We are trying to find him another crew.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any tips on that, anyone, please DM me on LinkedIn because we're still but now he's with diesel being at $6 a gallon in Ohio. I'm not sure what it is up in Canada, but he's repurposed that money to keep his trucks filled and keep his business open. And so I'm just really grateful that Steve, you know, stepped down. He wanted to retire. He was perfectly happy to let me take over. But that's where a lot of, honestly, just relationships that I built from the beginning. Now I'm doing a lot of what's termed social selling on LinkedIn. I'm posting 5 times a week there and on Facebook. And really just building amazing relationships by, you know, finding people with common interests. It's actually, this might sound really funny, but it's kind of like online dating for businesses because you can really just see what people naturally are thinking with when they write, because you can only hide, you know, if you're trying to put on a show so much, and just finding those genuine people and being like, "Hey, I think the same thing. What do you think of this?" And doing those virtual coffees. So
yeah,
that's what I'm doing right now. I'm a mom of 2 kids. I have a 2.5-year-old and a 10-month-old. So I'm not able to go out even if I wanted to, which I don't, in cold call. Just a lot of referrals. Honestly, people have just, I've been so humbled at the response of just friends, family, new friends I've made along the way, that are like, "Hey, Annalise is doing this. You should talk to her." Talked to a gentleman yesterday who's like, "I've been following you. I really want to have a virtual coffee." I've been blown away literally at just the support. So
amazing. Very
the world
cool.
is a good place of supportive people for anyone who wonders that. I've experienced that. So you're one of those connections I've made through Jessica. Super grateful. So
yes, absolutely. Yep. So what would you say has been the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown Never Miss a Moment Consulting?
Yeah, so I think it's been the pivoting with the kids, right? Just kind of rolling with the punches of what's going on with that. When I started, I had one child, who was 8 months old. 5 months later, we conceived our son. So then I was pregnant, and taking care of a toddler and running a company. And then I had a newborn, and now I have someone who's probably going to walk any moment. while my daughter's still potty training. But you know, I'd say the biggest challenge, and it, I'm sure we'll maybe drift into this after this, but my mission and vision for starting my company, and I've kind of reverse engineered it, but is I don't want fathers to have to pick between providing for their families and providing time for their families. I think right. that provision is way more holistic than money. And on it, me, my daughter, she's a quality time kid, right? She doesn't necessarily care if you're touching her, but she wants you in the room. She will grab your hand and say, come sit. Mm-hmm. And so when we started our company, my husband, he does the Google Ads management for our company, and he was doing a lot of it from home. And we had a really big client. One of the things I would also say was a big challenge was learning who our target market was and really owning it and not trying to go outside of that. I've always helped fathers, family men. They don't have to be in their 40s and 60s. You can be in your 30s and 70s. That's fine too. But kind of just in that space that really just have valued family. And so I've just been leaning into that lately. But I'm watching my husband because, you know, we're co-owners of the business. Actually, he owned one business. I owned another. We merged it under Never Miss a Moment. Cause he loves doing, you know, podcasts and webinars and being on the camera. So I'm more the face of it, but he's still very much in the background and a support player. Well, we had to make a decision, which is hard, right? As parents, to do what was best for our kids financially, but she was a COVID baby. Technically she was born March 8th. So she kind of like just missed it. But he's been home with her every single day. And so have I. And recently in the last 8 to 9 weeks, we had a big opportunity come through for him to do some sales training for an offsite client. And she's had to watch her dad walk out the door 36 times in the last 9 weeks. And it's not going well.
Yeah, so, that's difficult.
I actually did a post on Friday. I mean, I was always so excited to hear what my daughter had to say until it was, I want my daddy at the top of my lungs, just literally just crying, body racking sobs, just, you know. And I can relate, you know. I mean, my dad traveled growing up, and I know now he was doing what was best for us. But as a little kid, it's just really hard to process those big feelings. So it's been, you know, being a mom of 2 under 2 and now 2 under 3 with a little girl who has big feelings and is learning to express them. Mm-hmm. And not letting that take me out emotionally and still trying to, you know, do what's best for our family. But we're working a lot of opportunities to be able to, our goals by the end of the year. So we have 2 more months to do that. The next goal after that would be her birthday in March by the time she's 3. So just keeping that in front of us is super motivating for both of us to grow the company and do what's best for our family.
Yes.
But also the patience to do it right. It's my biggest struggle right there. It's not just like, okay, we brought this in, let's bring you home. And he's like, my husband's a little bit more the logical one. So,
right.
But I would definitely say just all the ins and outs of parenting and honestly overcoming the corporate PTSD of like, should I have my kid on a Zoom call? Right. They're on my website. My son's my chief of cuteness. My daughter's my brand manager. They're on a lot of my meetings. She's out with daddy right now on a date and he's napping. Praise God. But you know, just figuring out those moments now, his nap schedule shifting, just all those little nuances that you have zero control over. I know you have, is it 6-year-old or 7-year-old?
Yes. Just turned 7.
Just turned 7. Okay. I knew it was close.
Yes.
So, you know,
Yeah, of course, it can definitely be challenging.
It's,
you know,
they every
get sick,
day,
you have to go pick them up.
Yeah, it's different every day. And it's honestly, and no pun intended here, but it's different every moment. Mm-hmm. One day they'll sleep, the next day he's got 2 teeth coming in. So, you know, he wakes up in the middle of something. And it's just rolling with it and being like, okay, like, and, but with focusing on family first so much in my brand, everyone's just embraced it. They've cheered me on and you're amazing. You know, you're doing it. So that's helpful. Of not having to put on that corporate face anymore. So I know it was a really long answer to your question, but.
No, that's awesome. And I love your, you know, your unique selling points about your business. You know, I think, you know, family is so important. And you don't really hear it talked about enough, you know, when it comes to marketing and consulting your business. So I really love that. And where do you see Never Miss a Moment Consulting in 5 years' time?
Oh gosh, my favorite question. Rob Sainer's gonna laugh when I have to answer this. I'm such a like, what's the next step and like go accomplish that. But I mean, if things keep trending the way they are, I mean, I've been doing some workshops, enjoying that. Potentially, I talked to a friend about just offering coaching on the mindset of never miss a moment, which I never thought of doing and would never have thought of 2 years ago. But
interesting.
Melanie Boer will probably try to get me to write a book. I'm sure that I just don't know what I would write it about. But honestly, so my vision, when my husband and I met, so we've been married, it'll be 16 years in February. And when we were dating, we actually talked about like what we wanted our life to be like now. We didn't know it was going to take 13 years to have kids and that whole part of it. But I want to homeschool my kids. So I'm just still building up strategic partners like Review Robin, like other companies. Mm-hmm. And if I listed them all, I would be here all day. but people that I can trust that when a client needs something, my role is truly being a consultant. And I like that because I'm not biased over like, I have to sell this product, right? Which when I was in sales, sometimes I felt really pigeonholed to do that. Like,
yeah,
if you do this, you get $1,000 extra. And it's like, yeah, but that's not what the customer needs. So I honestly can refer them to the best person, you know, and I'm going to refrain from mentioning names. Because again, I've met a lot of really awesome people and I don't want to leave anybody out, but you know who you are if you're listening to this. and so they do, cause I refer to them all the time. But being able to refer to people I trust, that have a family owned focus, family first focus as well. And are really, you know, passionate about taking care of those family owned businesses. I think it is such an underserved population. Mm-hmm. So many people, and I mean, when I was in sales, they want to go after the big one because that's what the commission's on. I never had that philosophy. I always wanted to help the people that were willing to listen and partner and have a long-term relationship. And now literally, I mean, two of my clients I've had since 2007 and it's going to be 2023.
That's so cool.
However many days, it's crazy. 60, I saw 63 or something this morning. And so, you know, just building up those strategic partnerships and being able to, you know, still play that consultant role in the pockets of time that I have with my kids, but being able to put my kids first. You know, my daughter, she's probably going to need just a different style of learning. She's probably not going to sit in a classroom for 8 hours a day. It's probably just not going to happen. So I want to homeschool. Mm-hmm. That's going to take, you know, me being able to step back and just really delegate, which has been another struggle of mine of not trying to hold on to things and saying, I'll do it. And it's like, no, this is the better person to handle it. So just really, I don't know if that's in 5 years. I mean, those things will happen along the way. And
yeah,
I've been amazed. I heard Jessica Rhodes do a podcast, which actually inspired me kind of just jumpstarting really marketing my company. And, you know, she talked about, you know, don't put money into a really big website because it's going to keep changing and you're probably really not going to settle until 5 years. And I heard that and I went, that's interesting. You know, I wasn't really sure. And I've seen so much change just in the last 6 months, 8 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And so I definitely believe it. So it's a little hard for me, but those are some big mile markers. You know, my husband home, us being able to travel with the kids, with technology, you know, I could be sitting in California having this conversation with you.
Exactly.
You know, and so just really leaning into that technology, but still offering that personal touch for our customers.
So, yeah. Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah. It sounds like you've got, you know, really, really exciting things to work towards. And as your family grows, the business is going to mold and shape and change a little bit. Right. But still, you know, definitely be able to serve family-owned businesses and, you know, and support men specifically.
Yeah, fathers, for sure. Helping those families stay together.
Yeah. So now I have five rapid fire questions for you.
Ooh, okay.
So
I'm ready.
So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Book that I've read that has made an impact on me. I would say The Road Back to You, which is about the Enneagram and how there's 9 different personalities. I really kind of geek out on that stuff, but it's impacted me with my marriage, my daughter, businesses that I'm talking to, and knowing how should I relay this information to them and really help them feel comfortable. So that's definitely, I think I'm a big reader, but that's definitely been one of the biggest, I think, holistically impacting books in my life.
Awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
My morning routine. Well, I try to get up and have like 10 minutes for myself before somebody is screaming for me, whether that is my daughter, my son, or my dog. I try and sneak the dog out so that she's not barking. And then I'm spending some quiet time with my son. He's eating. I read a devotional every morning. Double check my email, just make sure there isn't anything like pressing. Mm-hmm. And then we come downstairs, and just depending on which day it is and whether my husband's home or offsite. Today, if I wasn't on the podcast with you, I actually didn't have anything else on my calendar, and I might actually get a moment for mommy because Dustin tries to give that to me and take Lily out. But sometimes we're watching, you know, VeggieTales or Superbook or whatever with my daughter, and I'm on LinkedIn, just, you know, interacting with some folks. But sometimes she'll be like, mommy, phone down, and I can focus on her. Putting my son down for a nap. I do have some morning meetings periodically, but I really try to have that family time and do things for the business when she's napping, just because she is so quality time. It's challenging for her when dad's gone. So we had that special mommy Lily time.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And what is your favorite online tool?
Oh, my favorite online tool, just in general?
Yes.
You know, Calendly has actually been very helpful for me to automate booking.
Yes. Calendly is so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still looking into what's the best automation tool for me. I know that's one of my next steps. Still having some conversations. I haven't felt this like, you know, piece yet about, you know, who I want to go with, but definitely looking into that. But Calendly has been a really, really good tool. So just off the top of my head, I was going to say LinkedIn, but it's a tool too, I guess. It's a platform. So yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
My career or my company?
Either, whatever you think would be helpful.
Well, so my career, I wish I had known how well a company would have gone if I had launched it. And I would have done it sooner. And I think also I got in the LinkedIn game late. And I think I wish I had known what a powerful tool it was earlier. I'm really grateful for it now. But yeah, I mean, I think it had changed to social selling way before I got on. And because I was stuck in corporate, it was a little harder to utilize. But I think also just like how much people were going to embrace the family first message. You know, I don't know that I would have done anything differently just because of how everything played out and like Quinn coming along in the middle. But yeah, just how people were going to embrace it and just owning it sooner, you know? But I also think everything happens for a reason and at the right time. So I don't have any regrets. But I think I would have taken a lot of pressure off myself, not trying to be how I was in corporate over here, you know, just truly like being myself and realizing how much people were going to be supportive and embrace it. Like I said, at the beginning of the podcast, I've been so blown away with that in a good way, and just so appreciative. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Annalise, for today's episode. It's been a pleasure to learn about your journey and your story around starting Never Miss a Moment Consulting. So I really appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity and super excited to partner with Review Robin. So.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.